Welcome to Uncle Bob's Magic Cabinet, a mother-daughter podcast about all things magic and mythology and pop culture.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And we're on. Hey, everyone. I'm Liam, the daughter.
I'm Lori, I'm the mom.
Welcome to Witch Whispers.
Witch Whispers. It's my turn.
Hey, it's your turn.
It's my turn.
You can tell because your iPad is front and center. It looks extra large today.
Does it?
Did it
it's
grow?
Getting bigger. It's growing with time as I put all the information
yeah,
in.
Yeah, as time goes on,
it just gets bigger
looks
and bigger.
Bigger and bigger and more archaic. We're going to have to update you.
More archaic, just like me.
Yeah. Hey, I got out the red pulsating light.
Did you?
For
my
your topic.
Topic
today.
For my topic.
I thought it was fitting a little bit.
You know, I thought we hadn't talked about music in a while.
Yeah.
So I am bringing in Black Sabbath.
Ooh, the way you said that. Black Sabbath, yay.
Yay.
I am a fan.
Are you?
Yeah, good. I would say I'm just a fan.
Okay.
I'm not like, you know, I don't know their whole history and I don't know the deep cuts, but I am a fan. Like, I listen to them.
Yeah,
all every once in a while, yeah.
All right, cool.
Put on the hits.
I rock with the hits.
I rock out to the hits.
I spin some vinyl gold.
Oh, okay, yeah.
There you go, right?
Spin
some vinyl.
Mm. Are you a fan?
I don't know much about them, no.
Yeah,
I really don't
either. I had a friend that I used to work with at Whole Foods that was like really into Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
Knew every single thing.
Everything about them.
Yeah, so I have
that's
picked
not
up.
Us.
It is not. I have picked up little tidbits though.
Yeah, but I think that's what I love to learn new things.
Yes.
So I thought, what a great, you know, heavy metal is not
stop it,
my avenue.
Is it
heavy
not?
Metal and lore. I mean, we were just talking about the Carpenters last week. So,
oh, dear God.
I mean, let's put the two together.
A little bit of a different.
I mean, I like all styles of music. So I do
this
like some
more
of their stuff, but I just don't know a lot.
This
you
is
know?
More up my alley.
Yeah.
And Jake was into Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Jake was definitely more the metal. I leaned a little more punk rock, and you
classic,
were
classic
the
rock.
Like folk.
Folk,
Simon and Garfunkel,
rock.
You were holding down the record sales.
Okay.
Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
There, I was right there.
Yeah.
I was right there, yeah. All right, so I wondered, I thought, well, what does the term Black Sabbath mean?
Ooh, okay, tell me.
So it refers to a meeting of people who gather to practice witchcraft.
Love it.
The witch's Sabbath or any additional occult or supernatural rites.
You know what?
Kind of like a Black Sabbath or a Black Mass.
Ah, okay.
See what I'm saying?
That's pretty much what I thought
it
meant.
Yeah. So no surprise that this little band, you know, Black Sabbath, you may have heard of them. This little band. Black Sabbath has long been associated with all things occult.
Yes.
And the devil.
What?
Yes.
The devil himself.
Right? And I was like,
Beelzebub.
I just started pondering the one day and I was like, well, what's their story? Because
like,
I don't know.
Why? Okay.
I don't know anything. So let's dive on in.
Ooh, yay.
All right. Picture this. Birmingham, England.
Okay.
1968.
Okay. Yes.
The band Mythology has just broken up.
Wait, what do you mean?
It's a band.
Oh, there was a band called Mythology.
Okay,
I got it.
And they had just broken up.
That's a sick name for a band.
I know. They had only been together for a year.
Oh, bummer.
Just 1 year. Blues and rock.
Oh, interesting.
Okay, love it. Guitarist Tony Iommi and drummer Bill Ward decide to form a new band. Tony Iommi. I hope that's how you say it. Is it Lamy? Iommi. What is it?
Are you talking?
What is it? Did I say it wrong? Cut this out.
Do you
Lomi, Tony Iommi.
Is it? Why is it spelled L-O-M-M-I?
Tony Lomi.
It's not spelled with an I. It's an L.
It's spelled with an I.
Why in all the things I read is it, was it L? Is it uppercase?
Maybe. This is maybe one of the funniest things. Please tell me in all of your notes, does it say Tony Lomi? The tears that have welled up in my eyes.
Boy, I really don't know anything about this band.
That is a
Tim, at least you knew his name.
Put it in the Tim Curry bank.
Tim Curry.
Tony Lomi. And you said it with such confidence. Oh, you're gonna have to give me a minute. My eyes are fucking burning. Do you see this?
You're weeping.
I can't breathe after that one. Okay.
All right. So where am I coming back?
You're gonna have to repeat what you said about Tony Lomi. Thank you. Oh. Okay.
All right. So clearly I know nothing about this band. All right. So guitarist Tony Iommi.
There it is.
Thanks for that correction.
Yep.
And drummer Bill Ward.
Yes.
They decide to form a new band.
Okay.
With Tony Lomi. Now my eye is watering.
Dude.
Oh my gosh. All right.
Woo.
This time there's going to be a focus on heavy blues and rock.
Heavy blues.
Heavy blues, not just blues.
Okay.
Heavy. And rock.
Yes.
Yeah. Emphasis on the heavy.
Right.
They added in bassist Geezer Butler. Hopefully I said that right.
Geezer Butler. I mean, how would you mess that up? You'd find a way. Geezer Butler. I like that name. That's sick.
They added him to the roster along with a vocalist by the name of Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, okay. Yes. That's there he is.
That's John Michael Osbourne to you.
John Michael Osbourne. I love it.
John Jacob. Yeah. And the Polka Talk Blues Band was born.
The Polka Talk?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That rolls off the tongue.
Osbourne, doesn't it, though?
Polka Talk.
I think that it was named after a talcum powder.
Oh, interesting. There's,
you know.
Uh-huh.
Tea. What am I saying?
I don't know. Are you okay?
Stuff from the Lomi.
Tony Chocolomi.
Tony Lomi. Started Tony Chocolone.
I'm not going to be able to move past it.
So the Polka Talk Blues Band was born. But that ended up being a mouthful and was soon shortened to just Polka Talk.
Even better.
Right? Yeah. Then perhaps in a moment of clarity, this is what I'm thinking and myself. They were like, this is confusing. Right? Because that's what I'm thinking. Confusing. Polka-talk. Does not translate.
No.
The focus is on heavy blues and rock, but my name indicates I'm coming to hear some polka music.
Polka come from?
I don't know. Whatever the reasoning, the band once again changed their name.
Thank you. Yes.
To Earth.
You know?
Easy, short.
I think someone else already has that name. Mother
Earth. Rare Earth.
Right.
All right. But this too was not meant to be.
Okay.
Because alas, as the band is touring around England, they came to realize that they were being mistaken for another band also named Earth.
There were two?
Two bands named Earth. And once again, they were in need of a name change.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
One day.
Figure it out.
One day, the guys noticed that the movie theater across the street from their rehearsal space was playing Mario Bava's 1963 Italian horror film titled Black Sabbath.
Yes.
Ooh. Starring the one and only Boris Karloff. While observing the line of people forming to get into the film, Geezer thought how weird it was that people spent so much money to see horror movies.
Really? Okay, Geezer.
Yes.
Do we have an issue?
Right. So it prompted him and Ozzy to sit down and write a tune that they called Black Sabbath.
Oh.
And apparently that's a nod to horror writer Dennis Wheatley.
Okay.
Okay. The song incorporated the musical tritone, also known as the devil's interval.
The devil.
That is hard to say.
That's a mouthful.
The devil's interval.
Woo!
And it offered up some dark lyrics and ominous tones, pushing the band into a darker direction.
So it's known as that because it's like, it sounds dark and ominous.
Right.
Ooh, yes. Okay, fun.
And this was something completely different from the hippy-dippy counterculture movement currently ruling the 1960s.
Yeah, stood out a little bit.
Stood out. Mm-hmm. You know what they said? Our name is not fitting our vibe. You know,
right.
That's what they said.
Oh.
We are not slamming to Peter, Paul, and Mary. No.
Right.
Not over here. No.
No.
You know who was slamming to Peter, Paul, and Mary?
Who? You.
The band Mythology.
Oh.
And the band Earth.
Right. I was going to say.
The Polka Toke Blues were maybe slamming to Peter, Paul,
and Mary.
So
they were a little more like chill.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those bands. So that's the thing. It's like maybe they were trying to fit in with that hippie counterculture, like by naming themselves Mythology
right.
or Earth, but it really wasn't matching the vibe they were trying to kind of go with,
yeah.
you know?
Okay.
But Black Sabbath,
yeah.
you know, we're carving our own lane.
Yeah.
Right. Inspired by their new dark and spooky direction, they wanted to create a musical equivalent to horror films.
Ooh, yes.
Ooh, and the band officially took the name Black Sabbath mm-hmm. in August of 69. Ooh. And they are credited as the originators of the heavy metal sound.
Yes.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Did
69.
You?
Okay, wow. Good year to originate.
There you go.
Yeah, especially with this theme.
Yes, right?
Yeah.
Exactly,
yeah.
exactly. Their first album entitled Black Sabbath. We're getting a little overkill here, right?
You know what? Take Black a shot Sabbath, every Black, time no. she says Black Sabbath.
Was released on Friday the 13th.
Nice.
1970.
We love a theme.
Yes. With songs titled Evil Woman, The Wizard, Behind the Wall of Sleep, and of course, Black Sabbath.
Yes.
Which earned the title of the first doom metal song.
Oh. Ooh. Doom metal.
Doom metal.
Ooh, I feel like we could dive into that
yeah.
in another, yeah.
You probably could. Along with their next two albums, Paranoid that came out in 70 and Master of Reality that came out in 71,
yes.
the genre of heavy metal was solidified.
Yeah,
cemented.
I don't know if a lot of people realized that that was their era.
Right.
I know.
What,
yeah.
I think it seemed like 80s to
yeah.
me would be
Maybe
what
a
I
little
would think.
Bit. Well, because Ozzy was such a figure.
Yes.
Yeah. So
bigger than.
Right.
But associated with.
Yeah.
Yes. The band would continue with this revolving door of musicians on the roster until they called it quits in 2017.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That late?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've been going for a long time. Yeah. I think they just disbanded in 17.
Wow.
The most notable change-up came after Ozzy Osbourne was fired in 79.
Oh, my God.
Because he couldn't get his shit together.
The
he
tea.
Liked to party too hardy, right?
Yeah.
In stepped Ronnie James Dio.
Oh, there he is.
Recording three albums with the band.
Mm-hmm.
Again, revolving door. I couldn't keep track. Ozzy was back in, then Ozzy was back out. Dio was in, then he was out, then he was back in.
Classic.
La, la, la.
These musicians are so dramatic.
And there were so many others that came into this lineup in and out.
Mm-hmm.
But Ronnie James Dio is credited with introducing the devil horns gesture into the metal scene.
I also did know that. Yeah, people were big on Dio.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, he walked the walk, right? He
sure.
kind of like dressed the,
yeah.
dressed the part. And while he was on stage one night, a cloaked man jumped up and tried to stab him with a dagger.
Ronnie James Dio. Oh my God. What the fuck? What's wrong with you people?
Right? Anyway, I digress. The band has gone on to create some of the greatest metal songs in history,
mm-hmm,
including
mm-hmm.
Iron Man, Paranoid.
I am Iron Man. That's the song when I was in middle school, like if boys were trying to impress girls
mm-hmm.
that played guitar, they were like, do you want to hear
mm-hmm.
Iron Man? And we yeah. were all like, please, no.
Is Robert Downey Jr. slammed to Iron Man?
I knew you were going to make a reference. It was Iron Man and Smoke on the Water.
Oh my God.
They were like, which one do you want to hear? I've only got these two.
Yes. Anyway, Iron Man, Paranoid, Changes, Fairies Wear Boots.
Yes, that's a good one.
Etc. They have sold over 70 million albums during their career and will forever have taken their place as one of the most influential heavy metal bands in history.
Sing it, Laura.
But hold the phone.
Oh.
All right. I mean, would it really be rock and roll without some drama?
No.
Right? All right. There has been a long-standing debate on the music scene whether Black Sabbath were truly the OGs of occulty heavy metal music.
Okay.
Or did they usurp the title from a band called Coven?
Oh.
Ooh, which we have talked about in The Witch Whisperer.
Okay.
All right. So let's go once again back to the 60s. Are you there?
Yes.
Are you there with me?
I'm there.
All right. What's the landscape? Rock and roll, the devil's music, right? Hippies, yes. Counterculture, rebellion.
Sure. We've Charles talked about Manson, it many times. Yes.
Musicians interested in the occult. We've got Led Zeppelin. We've got Pink Floyd. We've got the Beatles. And then in comes Aleister Crowley.
What a time to be alive. Oh, okay.
Right?
This motherfucker.
You know, his teachings, do what thou will, liberate yourself, embrace the dark. And one band that was all in for it was Coven.
Okay.
Their first album recorded in the early 69, entitled Witchcraft Destroys Minds and Reaps Souls.
Ooh.
Was heavy on the occult influences.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, the band's bassist and songwriter, Oz Osborne, penned the title song, Black Sabbath.
Oh my God.
Meanwhile, over in England, Ozzy Osbourne and his bandmates claimed they had never heard of Coven, Oz Osbourne, their tune Black Sabbath, or their dalliances with the devil himself.
Mm.
Interesting.
Something is amok. I didn't know you were coming to me with like...
Right?
With like the drama.
Some controversy.
Okay.
But it seems likely that they did not know because Coven's album did not get much fanfare.
I remember you saying that.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it was yanked from the market when the Manson family murders occurred and gave the occult a bad name.
Yeah.
But still the debate continues on who was the first to bring the satanic occult themes to music, Coven or Black Sabbath?
Who cares? Who did it first?
Right?
Come on. You did it together.
There's room for everybody. Share the wealth.
Yeah.
Share the wealth. And while we're at it, what is the truth behind Black Sabbath's?
This is going to live in infamy as like you mispronouncing. I can't think about Tony Lomi. Now I'll lose it again.
Tony Jacqueline.
I just stopped crying. I literally just got it together.
I mean, now you are seeing in real time how our fans react when we pronounce something so incredibly wrong. I'm like, I was confident. Tony Lomi? Yeah. All right.
Oh,
anyway.
There I go again. Instant tears. I'm gonna use this for the rest of my life. When I'm sad, I'm just going to think of this.
Tony Lomi. Anyway, what's the truth behind their devilish ways?
I don't know.
Were they really practicing what they were preaching in their songs?
Probably not.
Or are they summoning up the Dark Lord in the wee hours of the night?
Well, I mean, you know what? Maybe.
Or was the whole band just, you know, based on that other devil? The almighty dollar.
Was
it all a marketing tactic?
I mean, I'm sure that was at least a big part of it.
Well, according to the members of the band,
Tony Lomi. Yes, Tony Lomi.
And Geezer Butler were definitely into the occult as young lads.
That doesn't surprise
me. Specifically the imagery associated with it, right?
Okay.
His house was painted all black. Sure. It had upside down crosses everywhere, blah, blah, blah.
Fair enough.
That is until Geezer claims that he had a late night visit from the devil himself.
Geez.
A shadowy figure standing at the foot of his bed telling him it was time to shit or get off the pot.
What do you mean?
Pledge your loyalty to me or... sawed off.
Oh my God.
Right? Very quickly.
First of all, what are you doing in my room?
Very quickly, Geezer probably did shit his pants. And then he decided to sawed off from the whole devil worshiping side of life.
You know what? I totally get it. Came on just a tad too strong.
That did not deter the fan base or their growing reputation for dancing with the devil.
Yeah.
The word was out. Even the venue promoters began offering extra one-way airfare to the band to bring their own human sacrifices with them.
What? What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. They didn't want to supply the human sacrifices. They're like, we'll send a one-way ticket extra on top of your fee. So, you know, only needing one way if you're sacrificing.
Oh my God.
We're okay with the whole sacrificing bit as long as we don't have to supply them.
That's really fucked up.
Let's chew on that for a second.
Let's just let that sink in.
I'm just going to look the other way as you sacrifice humans. Anyway, of course, a lot of fans were buying what they were selling right. because it was bringing out the weirdos. And Ozzy Osbourne said in his autobiography, I Am Ozzy, that he could not believe that people took them so seriously.
Oh.
He said, these freaks, he stated, would show up in white makeup and black robes trying to get the band to go hang out in the cemetery with them to perform these black masses. Ozzy said, look, mate, the only evil spirits I'm interested in are called whiskey, vodka, and gin.
Well, okay, we knew that. Okay, first of all.
Yes.
Second of all, though, like, come on. Come on,
this
buddy.
This is your fan base.
You're going to call them freaks?
Tony
Ouch.
Iommi
there.
Has said that the band did whatever it could to fuck with their occult-obsessed fans.
Really?
Once the band was invited to play at Stonehenge, the organizers were none too happy when the band told them to fuck right off, which resulted in a curse being placed on them by the occultists.
Oh, my God. Fine.
I curse you.
I curse you. I
curse you.
This is okay.
Yeah.
Am I going to walk away not a fan? What are you doing to me?
Wow. So as disappointed as you might be, the fact that the band toyed with the idea of converting to Satanism and mm-hmm. joining the Church of Satan, Anton LaVey, they swear, had a parade for them in their honor, but they never actually signed up.
Okay.
They actually did not dig the Satanists and wore crosses just to fend them off. They were too busy being a band, man. Tony says it was all about creating the music.
I mean, yeah.
Now, their lyrics did incite the devil.
Yeah, yeah.
And his playthings on many occasions.
I know. My favorite song is literally, they say, my name is Lucifer. Come on. And then you're like, why do people think we're associated
I know.
With Satan?
But he, Satan,
yeah,
acted really as a metaphor for all that was wrong in the world. Tony claims that the inverted crosses and satanic imagery were concocted by the label and the band just rolled with it.
Ooh, you know what?
Oh my God.
I mean,
are you buying it?
Am I buying what? What he's saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
So he says that apparently the band bought a Ouija board once and conducted a seance. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that happened was they all got the shit scared out of them.
Okay.
That's it.
Well, why?
And then they were like, no, we're done. Kind of wimpy, right?
Kind of. Is this the roast of Black Sabbath?
I mean, I don't think so. I'm just the facts, ma'am.
I think
just
maybe this has turned into, he just called them wimpy.
Well, I mean, you know.
Well, yeah, I see your point.
Like, I mean,
I'm sure,
Satan.
I'm sure it was a little bit of both. I think the time period, I think a lot of people were into that. So I'm sure that some of them were, and then they just saw that it was popular and they were mm-hmm. like, fuck yeah, let's just roll with this.
Yeah.
And then people took it maybe
a little too far.
Maybe just like a tad too seriously. But like, what did you expect would right. be my...
With a name like Black Sabbath?
Well, not just that. I mean, you could really dive in there. That could be like a part two of yeah. going over every single thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. They gave people reason to believe.
Yeah.
And then to call them freak. I'm stuck on the freaks.
I know. They call them freaks.
I find that very offensive.
I saw it on several occasions.
Me in white articles. Face paint.
And a black cloak.
Standing outside of my Ozzy Osbourne concert.
I mean, they used to like, you know, hang outside their rooms and everything else. So,
yeah,
I mean,
sure.
I can imagine that would get a little... infuriating.
Absolutely.
So we can say badass musicians with a flair for the dramatic, yes.
Yeah.
Magical occultists, probably not so much. As a matter of fact, the band has openly stated their belief in the Christian faith and that the devil is a character born out of that system. Except maybe for Ozzy, who claims that he just does not understand organized religion in general.
Okay, well, you know what?
Same.
I'm totally with you there.
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
I have been stunned. I have been shocked. I did not know any of this.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah, but their music has served as an influence to the likes of Metallica, Iron mm-hmm. Maiden, Alice in Chains, Nirvana.
Yeah.
Disturbed,
literally, so
Soundgarden,
many.
Guns N' Roses, Smashing Pumpkins.
Tony
many,
Iommi
many
is considered
Tony
one.
Tony
All jokes aside,
Tony Iommi.
The reason it's so funny is because Tony Iommi is considered
iconic.
One of the like greatest guitarists of all time.
Oh, that Tony Iommi.
Yeah.
My laugh.
Yeah. Sound like a fucking tea kettle. Yeah, so that was pretty
I mean,
hilarious.
You know, I didn't know we were talking about that Tony Iommi.
Wow, I really cocked it up.
You sure did.
Well, that's what I have on Black Sabbath.
You know what? I liked your angle.
Did you?
Well, yeah.
I took a different spin.
This is like a hefty topic. Yeah. You can't really... There's probably an entire podcast dedicated to the Black history Sabbath. Of Black
oh
Sabbath
my gosh, yeah.
and this kind of music. So I liked that you just went into their ties to the occult because...
Yeah, I mean, because that's what we talk about here. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. She's so pissed because she fumbled so hard. I can't wait until Jake listens. I cannot wait. You're going to get roasted so hard.
And you're there for it. I see.
I'm so there for it. Okay. Well, I'm going to go listen. You know what? I listened to Black Sabbath while I was getting ready today, and it did remind me how much I do enjoy their music.
Yes.
Yeah. And I am really a big fan of Ozzy Osbourne's solo music.
I like his solo stuff.
I do too.
What's that one I have that I listen to all the time, that Down to Earth? Is that what it is?
I don't know what the album's called, but you like...
I love it. Yeah. I play it all the time.
If you want to hear one of the saddest songs in the world, listen to Road to Nowhere by Ozzy Osbourne. Holy fuck.
Yes.
That's like...
Yes.
Yeah.
Story
You're
about
sitting
that.
Alone at a bar, just crying, weeping to that song. Yeah.
Yeah. I have a personal story about that. It's so weird that you say that because I remember when I moved back from Nashville, I was staying with my cousin for a little bit.
Yeah.
And sometimes I would come out in the middle of the night and he would just be sitting in the living room listening to that song over and over and crying.
Well, that is incredibly heartbreaking.
Every time I hear that song, I think of him.
Well, that's very sad.
That's sad.
Yeah.
What
I think a
tune,
lot
though.
Of people can relate to that song. Go listen to that song.
What
and
a great
go
song.
Go listen to Black Sabbath.
Yes.
Honestly, I mean, they
and
are obviously Ozzy. Huge pioneers.
Yeah. You could do Ozzy Osbourne just by himself. I mean, you know.
That's what I said. Do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Oh, yeah. There will definitely have to be a part two. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll take it.
Maybe
I'll take the part two. Way to go. All right. Hey, thanks for that.
Hey. You bet. I'm always here to help.
Thank you.
All right. We'll catch you Thursday for a full-length episode.
Absolutely.
DTFN.
Cut, print, check the gate. Moving on.